You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. All right, apparently there's a woman who is claiming that the Jenny Craig diet caused her to miscarry and also caused her to have 1,000 gallstones. How do diets give you gallstones? Is there any truth to this case? And does she have a lawsuit? Because it sounds like she is suing. We also have Michael Douglas revealing that the reason why he had throat cancer was not the smoking or the alcohol, but because he engaged in oral sex. That was something we really wanted to hear. Athletes. The reason why athletes may be wearing red like Tiger Woods is because they got more testosterone. And if an athlete wears blue, means he's not as burly or as manly. Do you guys agree with that one? Then a report states that Hitler's army and Hitler's men stayed alert by being commanded to take something very similar to crystal meth. Crystal meth. Pretty scary stuff. I also want to talk about this case of a girl who is, I believe, 10, 11 years old, too young for the adult lung transplant list. And mom is trying to get Kathleen Sebelius, as Health and Human Secretary, to change the rules so her daughter can have a lung that would be given to somebody just a year or two older than her. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys had a good weekend. I had a phenomenal weekend. We did the Children's Miracle Network Radiothon. You know, radiothons are always tough for radio folk because in order for us to engage somebody to listen to us, okay, we have to be interesting. I know, right? Hopefully funny, hopefully educational. We got to engage you. I know, I should read my own notes on that one, shouldn't I? So whenever you do a radiothon to raise money for sick kids, you always lose the chance of listenership, etc. But we always think it's worth it because we're raising money for kids. Children's Miracle Network raises money for nonprofit hospitals that need, you know, money for incubation beds and ventilators and bilirubin lights and support for the parents while their premature infant is going to be in the hospital for 3-4 months. So it's a phenomenal charity. The only problem is with many of these radiothons, we'll interview some of the kids that benefited, and it brings tears to the eyes, and some people, even the radio hosts, are bawling. I try to take a different approach with these radiothons. I try to still do my show, kind of make it fun. It's very hard to make a funny show while you're talking about sick kids, but I think we were able to do it. I think we were pretty successful, and I think we raised tens of thousands of dollars over the last few days. So big shout out to all the radio stations that work with Children's Miracle Network Radiothons, as well as the TV crews, and a big shout out to Beasley Broadcasting that did a phenomenal job with this weekend's Children's Miracle Network Radiothon at St. Rose Hospitals. So anyway, the weekend was phenomenal. Had a couple parties to go to. It was great, and then it culminated in the Game of Thrones episode I saw last night. Now, for those of you who don't watch Game of Thrones, I would say you're missing something now. No, you absolutely are missing nothing. I wouldn't even start watching the series because you're going to be as angry as I was. For those of you that did watch Game of Thrones last night, you are probably as ticked off as I am. I cannot stand a show that builds people up and then kills them. I think it's Legend of the Falls was like that. Legend of the Falls, great, great movie. Brad Pitt, Anthony Hopkins, phenomenal movie, right? You're like, oh, this is a wonderful movie, phenomenal. And then everybody dies, or they get strokes, or they get killed in World War I. And I'm sick of it. Don't have me watch. I want happy endings. I really do. Do you ever notice that on my show I try to end it happy? Well, I try. All right, I need happy endings. I cannot stand the fact that we had to go to bed last night with an unhappy ending. And I'm not trying to ruin it for you. I know I'll let you guys watch it, but that's ridiculous. I had to watch like a Quick Duck Dynasty episode or something just to cheer me up before I went to bed. But honestly, these shows are really getting stupid, okay? If you don't know what to write, okay, don't just kill somebody off. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of killing people off, let's talk about Hitler's army. It has been revealed that military doctors were handing out millions of pills to the Nazi troops known as Pervitin. Pervitin was a quote-unquote alertness aid, was supposed to maintain wakefulness. Now, today, we know this Pervitin or this Pervitin medication as methamphetamine or crystal meth. This is some pretty scary stuff. No wonder they were so psycho and they had no problem killing innocent children and Jews and Christians and Polish, Hungarians, German. I mean, no wonder they were drugged out. More than 200 million pills were doled out to the Wehrmacht and Luftwaffe between 1939 and 1945. German soldiers nicknamed it Panzer Schokolade, meaning tank chocolate. Chocolate is chocolate. In Britain, newspapers reported how the enemy was using a quote-unquote miracle pill. Even Hitler was on IV meth. Now, we knew Hitler was on something, all right? I don't think I knew what. I know the soldiers were given something. I didn't realize it was to the same degree and the same potency as something like crystal meth. And then I guess soldiers and pilots were drug addicted, and if they didn't get the crystal meth, of course they went through dizziness, sweats, depressions, depression, hallucinations. I mean, it just blows your mind. But then on the other hand, it makes sense. All right, you had a psycho ruler such as Hitler, right? And these soldiers were going nonstop. It only made sense that he would demand that the physicians would come up with something that would drug the soldiers to make them do their job. Pretty scary stuff. I mean, in fact, you know, like back in the 40s, when they were in 1942, when they had surrounded the Red Army, and they were in minus 30 degrees Celsius temperatures. I mean, how were they able to withstand it? Well, they're on meth. They're warmed up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is making the dials happen and rocking the show out. I know many of you think this is one of the best radio shows you've ever listened to, and it is. But it's not because of me. It's because of this whole team that I have at Genesis Communications Network. So I really, really appreciate it. We got Freeze Dry Guy. Big shout out to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Phenomenal food. Very, very tasty. You can never be too prepared. Definitely go to freezedryguy.com or go to my website. Check out their June specials. Very great prices. Great food. Ways to stock up and prepare for the worst. Again, our hearts go out to those who have died with the tornadoes and the severe storms and flooding that has occurred. Our prayers are with the families. It's been pretty tragic. Now, Jenny Craig is getting sued. Jenny Craig, I think one of the more famous spokespeople for Jenny Craig was Kirstie Alley, right? Jenny Craig, I think it came out after Weight Watchers, or very similar in time, but Weight Watchers preceded Jenny Craig, where they give you these pre-planned meals, these kind of pre-packaged meals. And I guess Jenny Craig is being sued because a comedian who lives out, who's from L.A., her name is Mara Shopshay. I have to be so careful with the S's because I have a lisp. But Mara Shapshe, who has apparently worked on sitcoms like Friends and South Park, launched a lawsuit with seeking unspecified damages, saying that she has had serious health problems because of Jenny Craig. All right. She's also, I guess, a magazine columnist. She said that their products caused gallbladder disease and did not come with health warnings. She also said that because of the diet, she unfortunately underwent a miscarriage. Now, can a Jenny Craig diet do that? Can any diet do that? Now, apparently in 1994, Jenny Craig had settled a class action lawsuit from 360,000 clients in Orange County, saying that it allegedly because the diet caused gallbladder disease, agreed to pay $10 million payout. So why aren't there warnings? Okay, why are they still getting sued? How do diets cause gallstones? We're going to be talking about that, but I know some of you are on the line with your calls, so let's go right there. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Bob calling from New Mexico. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you, Dr. Dahlia?
Excellent. Very good this morning. What's going on?
Okay, well, I've got a problem. I'm a little bit embarrassed about it. During sex, I mean, I'm having a little trouble there because I have no problem getting erect. And when it comes to climax time, I'm not feeling the full effect. Is there something wrong with me?
Well, Bob, whenever somebody has issues with climaxing, if they could have the erection, but they have issues with climaxing, one of the first things I think about is medications. What medicines do you take?
I take a blood pressure pill, a diabetic pill, and that's it, really.
Okay. All right. So what type of blood pressure medicine do you take?
It's Lisinopril.
Lisinopril. Okay, good. Phenomenal medicine, by the way. And if you are a diabetic, you should be on one of those medicines that end in ill. So Lisinopril, perfect. The only thing is those medicines can hurt climax. So it could be a medication issue. Has Viagra helped you in that department?
I haven't tried that. I'm 43 years old, and I just didn't think I needed that, but it's possible that I've.
Well, the reason why sometimes I give Viagra, because it helps me diagnose also, you know, because a climax issue could also be psychological. You know, I mean, my husband many times has asked me not to talk during sex, and I could see why, you know, because I really don't want to, you know, make, you know, cause any more obstacles than unfortunately already has to face. So, you know, a lot of times the climax aspect of it is psychological. You know, it sounds like biologically you got everything working because you're able to get the blood flow, you're able to start an erection, maintain an erection. But unfortunately, sometimes a climax could still be biologically induced either from the diabetes or from a medication. Many of you who take Tramadol or Ultram also tell me you have very difficulty climaxing. So medications could do it. So my suggestion, Bob, would be, one, make sure your heart is good because, you know, having diabetes, we always want to make sure that your erectile dysfunction isn't because of a blood flow issue in terms of you having plaquing. So always get your heart checked. If your heart is healthy, consider Viagra just to see if it overcomes that obstacle. That'll help us diagnose if it's biological or psychological. And then number two or three, I don't know where I am in the list, get your testosterone checked as well.
Okay. You don't think it could be prostate-related or anything?
I mean, that could be as well. All right, that's probably should be number four or five on the list. But, you know, you're 43 years old. Are you having any issues urinating?
No, not at all.
Great. All right. So, whenever you do go to your doctor, they'll also check thyroid. They'll check anemia. They'll check prostate as well. But for your age group, I would definitely run the testosterone. I would still consider, even at your age, just a trial of Viagra just to see if it worked. Not that I want you on Viagra for the rest of your life. And then, of course, you know, blood check, heart check, etc. But testosterone starts to drop, especially in our diabetics, pretty quickly.
Okay. Yes, I'm fixing to be seeing a specialist about thyroid. You brought up thyroid.
Yep.
And they're thinking there's a chance they might have to destroy my thyroid and put me on hormones. Do you think that's got something to do with
absolutely.
Sexual?
Yeah, hyperthyroid. If they're thinking about destroying your thyroid radioactively, then that means your thyroid is probably hyper, and that could actually cause it as well. You know, hormonal imbalance is a biggie when it comes to things working right, you know, below the belt. But again, I don't want to just blame that, you know, because you have some, you know, thyroid patients, low or high, that say, I don't have any problem down there. But absolutely, that could be a part of it. And like you said, what if the prostate is increasing in size? You know, there's a whole variety of things that could do that. It's just, you know, sex is so important that it's really worth investigating, and but I wouldn't wait for the thyroid to be taken care of to evaluate the climax issue. Although, make sure you get explicit instructions on how much lovey-dovey you could do after the treatment, because a lot of times with the radioactive therapy, you're not supposed to be near your loved ones. And so they may have you, you know, hold off the nookie-nookie for a little bit. You know, so I guess enjoy yourself now.
All right. Well, that answers a lot of my questions, Dr. Dolly. I sure appreciate you.
I hope so, Bob. Keep us posted, okay?
I sure will. Thank you very much, Dr. Dolly.
Awesome. Awesome. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, a lot of things could cause climax issues. We've talked about the sexual cycle in depth. We could do it again, but I need to kind of figure out when the kids aren't in the car. Some of you are, you know, picking the kids up from half-morning kindergarten right now back east, so I really got to be careful. We got to talk about this Michael Douglas oral sex story, so you guys let me know when the kids aren't listening, and we could talk about that. But, you know, when it comes to climax issues and the erection is fine, I go straight for the medications on. I look at that. And, you know, maybe he could change his lisinopril. The doctor could change it to maybe an ARB like Cozar. That may help a little bit. Sometimes just changing things up, you know. And ladies, got to throw away the muumuus and got to shave the legs. Okay? It's really, you know, I mean, I do not look the way I did 20-some years ago. And, you know, if I want to help, you know, hubby along, I need to try a little harder than I am. And I'm kind of, you know, guilty of that. I could blame the blood pressure medication until the cows come home. I do gotta get rid of the moo-moo, shave my legs once in a while. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, you know, dieting helps. So this Jenny Craig diet and this comedian suing Jenny Craig because she says it brought on a miscarriage and brought on gallstones. First and foremost, any diet that causes you to lose weight rapidly could cause gallstones. So I'm a little bit intrigued as to why Jenny Craig has already been successfully sued. Because, you know, if it's preservatives, if it's, I mean, whatever is being used in these prepackaged meals could also be used, you know, in a variety of other meals that we eat that are prepackaged. But basically, when your bile salts drop and your cholesterol increases, that could also cause gallstones. If you skip breakfast, if you skip meals, that could cause a lack of gallbladder contractions. If your gallbladder isn't contracting like it should be normally, it could then allow things to settle longer and form gallstones. So I don't know what it would be specifically in a Jenny Craig diet that could put you at risk for that. But any rapid weight loss or dieting could cause gallstones. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Coming right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Come to the Gluten Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Douglas talked more, he wouldn't have been afflicted with throat cancer. This is kind of sad. I mean, all jokes aside, this is some pretty serious stuff, and it affects many of you. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A year after Michael Douglas had been diagnosed with throat cancer, reports have come out saying HPV, the human papilloma virus that you can acquire through a sexual act, seems to be more of a culprit of causing head and neck throat type cancers than the alcohol or smoking. So when this news came out, people were saying, well, wait a second, I mean, Michael Douglas was in a movie with what was that movie, Basic Instinct, with Sharon Stone, and she wasn't wearing underwear in one of the scenes. And no, I don't even want to go there. I have no idea. I mean, what, Michael Douglas is in his 60s now. I mean, I'm sure he's had many sexual encounters, okay? I don't think Sharon Stone was the culprit. But he was, this was his quote. He said, without wanting to get too specific, and thank you, Michael, for that one, he said this particular cancer is caused by HPV, which actually comes about from cunnilingus. He told the British newspaper Guardian in an interview published yesterday. Now, I don't want to really go into fellatio and cunnilingus if I don't have to, but what is a little concerning is men seem to get throat cancer more than women. Yet we believe that these certain sexual acts are usually performed by the woman, all right, on the man, as opposed to the man on the woman. And I guess many of us are then either naive, and there is more of the other type of action going on, the cunnilingus, or maybe men's throats are not as prepared and built to protect against, I guess, an acquisition of an HPV virus. Now, HPV has been around a very long time. This isn't anything new. All right? It's just throat cancer, when it hits, it usually hits you when you're older. He's 68 years old. Now, from what I understand, he had stage 4 throat cancer. Stage 4 throat cancer means it's spread. Now, he looked a little thin in the Wall Street sequel that he was in, the Wall Street movie that he was in. He did a good job. He's always kind of had a rasp to his voice, so we always thought that was the alcohol or the smoking. We really didn't want to think about, you know, anything else that, it could have caused. But this is kind of important because many of you, and I commend you for this, I really do commend the men for doing this. Many men have, over the last few decades, all right, I don't think it's a century-old thing, but over the last few decades have actually taken on new moves and other moves to pleasure their partner. This is so difficult to say, thinking that there could be kids in the car. So I'm trying to use, you know, fifth grade terminology. And it isn't just all about, all right, you know, loosening up the corset, having sex, done, you know, where's my spot of tea type of thing. I mean, I don't know if that's what men did hundreds of years ago or not. All right, now it's more like, well, what can I do? Because, you know, there's really no benefit evolutionary-wise for a man to perform anything of that nature on a lady, unless he is doing it unselfishly. And, you know, stereotypically, men have been accused of being selfish in terms of what they wanted for sex, and women just had to deal with it. Or men had inadvertently thought that the certain in and out portion of sex was enough to satisfy the lady and should be fine, until we had to teach people about the anatomy and how there are certain anatomical parts of the woman's body that have to be stimulated in order for her to enjoy sex. So for the last few decades, I guess dads, uncles, grandpas, male men, older brothers have bestowed the education needed, right, to their brethren on what needs to be done. Now you men are being told that this type of unselfish act that you are doing to please your partner could possibly give you throat cancer and kill you. Now, as a doctor, I have warned you men that the vagina is a hostile environment. Remember we talked about that? And the reason why we talked about how hostile the female vagina is, as opposed to another gender's vagina, the reason why it's so hostile is because the womb has to be protected. Bacteria get in. I mean, in caveman days, men really didn't wash up. I don't even know if men wash up today. And so a lot of bacteria, mud, I don't know, tree bark, could unfortunately get, you know, years ago, get into the woman's system and unfortunately cause infection to a would-be baby or a womb that would later home and cook a would-be baby, right? Boy, this is, I don't think I'm going to get fired. I think I've been very, very good with my choice of words. So anyway, the female area has to be very, stoic. It has to be acidic. It has to be hostile, so other bacteria don't thrive. Well, if it's hostile to bacteria and fungus and insects and other things that were introduced on a daily, maybe hourly basis back in the olden days, what made you all think that it wouldn't fight back at some point? All right. Now, maybe the reason why this is happening, because I always, you know, I'm religious, but I also like to think, like to examine what the evolutionary advantage could be. All right. Maybe in evolution or in nature, it only wants one particular thing in that area. All right. And mouths are dirty. Mouths are probably one of the dirtiest orifices, believe it or not. I know many of you think there's other orifices that would count, but actually the mouth, because, you know, you eat an apple or you drop some pizza on the ground and then you put it in your mouth because of the 2-second rule, you're getting bacteria in your mouth. And maybe evolutionary-wise, the body, doesn't want that. So they're saying, look, thank you, nice try, but it's really not necessary for the female species to enjoy the sexual act. And in animals, many of the female animals, they don't enjoy it. Okay, they're not supposed to. All they're supposed to do is be there long enough for the male species to inject whatever sperm is supposed to be injected, and then they're supposed to take care of the baby. They love the baby, and the baby loves mama, and the mother gets a lot of satisfaction from being a mom. But the actual sexual act in the animal species, I'm not talking human species, animal species, doesn't always necessarily involve the female animal enjoying it. And I really have no idea how a female porcupine gets through the act. So, men, what do you do if you are already now have certain duties that are expected to be fulfilled and you're worried about getting throat cancer? Well, first of all, the fact that Michael Douglas has survived a stage 4 throat cancer is phenomenal. And that, I believe he went to Scripps, if I remember correctly. I know he was being taken care of at Scripps. I don't know if UCLA was involved as well up in L.A., but I think he was down. Last time I saw him was actually on the I-8, I believe, in San Diego. And he had been filming, what was he filming, Traffic? Was he in the movie Traffic? Yeah. So he had been filming that at the time, and I saw him there. Didn't know who I was because it was before the Dr. Dahlia show. Not that anybody knows who I am now. With stage 4 throat cancer, it looks like it isn't a death sentence anymore. Thank God. There's things that could be done. But maybe what you guys may want to do is, I don't know, maybe a quick gargle afterwards. You know, brushing your teeth never hurts. Gargle, spit. Unfortunately, HPV, when it clamps on to a cervix in a woman or clamps on to a male, it could clamp on pretty tight. So maybe gargle a little bit. I know it's kind of difficult. I don't know how much time frame you need. This is all news to me. All right? I don't know. I mean, I'm still waiting for the next Romancing the Stone sequel. I really love those movies. So I'm kind of in the dark on this one. But maybe do a quick gargle. And by the way, any of you that get hoarse, any of you that feel like you have chronic post-nasal drip, any of you feel like you have some difficulty swallowing, get an ENT to take a peek just to make sure there's nothing cooking down there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse,
social unrest,
natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you guys for telling me what's been going on. It sounds like the Alex Jones Show, phenomenal show, but I guess the Alex Jones Show has gotten crossed over with the Dr. Dahlia Show, so some of you guys are listening to Alex Jones instead of me on your apps and online. Thank you guys for the heads up. We're trying to fix that. He has a great show, so you aren't suffering married by any means. But thank you guys for keeping that posted. It sounds like GCN is working on that immediately. Please keep me posted on what you're able to hear and what you're not able to hear. All right, so the father of a 10-year-old Pennsylvania girl and mother are fighting to get the lung transplant she needs because it has been denied of her age. Now, from what we understand, they have asked Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to make a decision to review child transplant policies. Sarah Murnaghan is 10 years old, and she would be at the top of an adult lung transplant list if she was older than 12. But because she's under 12, she has to wait for a pediatric lung transplant. She has cystic fibrosis, which is a disease that destroys the lungs, and she only has weeks to live from what we understand. If the doctors are saying if she doesn't get the lung transplant soon, she may not live until her 11th birthday. Pretty scary stuff. Now, some of you who have heard this have asked, wait a second, how does a 10-year-old kid, though, benefit from an adult lung? Some of the adult lungs, no, will not fit. So from what I understand, they could do a lobectomy where they could use part of the adult lung. They can maybe take an adult lung, a healthy part of it. And, I mean, it's amazing what they could do in medicine, and bravo to the doctors for being able to do that. But if there's no pediatric donations available, then they could use a lobe of the adult lung. Not as good as all three lobes, obviously, but it's something that they could do. Now, according to the father, Fran Murnaghan, okay, he told ABC News that Sebelius's mandate for review of transplant policies would not deal with current cases in a timely manner, nor deal with what he characterized as an unequal system that discriminates against children younger than 12 years old. All right, so of course they're freaked out. Who would be? I mean, this is your baby. But unfortunately, this transplant issue goes a lot deeper. Okay, and of course, I think we all would agree that a child's life is something that we should try full court press to save, and even at the expense of an adult's life, it's a hard decision for any of us to make, but I think many of us wouldn't argue with that, especially since we know that having this type of procedure could actually not only be life-saving, but cure her. Apparently Dr. Devang Doshi, a pediatric lung specialist at Beaumont Children's Hospital in Michigan, says if a cystic fibrosis patient, child, gets the lung or the piece of the lung that she needs, she could actually be cured. And you look at the kid. The kid, you know, is playing, et cetera, but she's kind of hooked up to, from what to me looks like, a BiPAP machine, something that blows air into her. Right, trying to get as much oxygen into whatever lung tissue she has. But the way we are deciding organs right now is under a lot of review. And older people currently are going to be put on the back burner of the list. And by older, 40-year-olds even. Now, before we move into this part of the conversation, we could all preface by saying, all right, you know, we're here to save children's lives. Absolutely. Okay. So, I mean, we aren't here to discuss should a child get it or should an adult get it. I think we could all agree that we need to fight to get our children the lungs and the organs that they need. Right. Hands down. All right. However, we are changing our transplant system to such that may actually be for the worse for many people. Remember we talked about this a few years ago, and I confirmed it with a transplant specialist, where rather than the olden way, where you would go to the hospital, you put yourself, your name on a list, as soon as something in your area would be available, first on the list gets the transplant. First come, first serve. And it worked for many years. Now, because transplanted organs and organs are in such short supply that an organ will be shipped across country from New York to Los Angeles if it can help a younger person. So if a 20-year-old needs a kidney and you're 45 and the kidney is a perfect match for both of you and you're in the city that the kidney's in, and the 20-year-old is across the country, there's a very good chance with the new transplant rules that the 20-year-old will get the kidney before you do. Now, where that makes sense for some of us is, all right, well, then, you know, younger people who have more of a chance to live with that organ would, you know, do well. I mean, you know, and but some of you argue, wait a second, if a kidney only, let's say, lasts maybe 10, 20 years, all right, don't you want to give somebody their full life? I mean, the ethical discussions and the ethical questions can go on. And it's a very difficult thing to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about it because they don't want to look like a donkey's butt when they discuss this. But many of us that are in our 40s still feel like we're in our 20s. You know, and to think that the original process where you've been in line at your nearest hospital for X amount of years will still put you behind because there could always be somebody younger that needs the organ will very naturally and instinctively make you kind of feel a little upset. I mean, you know, none of us want to die. Right? So the big problem we have is we don't have enough organs for everybody. Now, I am sure that they already tested mom. They already tested dad to see if they could be possible transplant candidates, because it would be perfect for mom to give the child one of the lobes of her lung. All right, you know, have mom give the child one of the lobes of her lung. Boom. Now she doesn't have to wait for an adult, you know, a transplant list, or wait for Sibelius to get, you know, things in order to allow 10-year-olds to get adult organs. But my guess is they aren't matches. I mean, you have to be as close to a perfect match as possible. You can't just throw a piece of an organ into a child, because if they reject it, they could even die during the rejection process. If the body sees something foreign, they will reject it, and they could reject it violently. So it's a shame that the parents aren't a match. But remember years ago I told you guys to find an organ buddy? All right, some of you laughed, some of you, I hope, you know, took it kind of seriously. I think we need to start finding organ buddies. Remember in Toy Story, everybody had to have a moving buddy? Right, when you had a movie buddy, each of you had to hold hands and make sure that, you know, you guys got to where, you know, kindergarten, right? We always had lunch buddies. You had to hold hands, even if they had warts on their hands, so nobody would get lost. And if you lost your moving buddy or your lunch buddy, you start to scream and cry. Well, same thing. You guys need to find an organ buddy. And by somebody like that, somebody who would possibly be very close to you in matching. Now, I know it's expensive to check the antigens and the alleles and all that stuff. I get that. But it wouldn't hurt, right, to already start being buddy-buddy with somebody who could maybe be close. I mean, one of the easiest ways to start is somebody with your very similar blood type. All right? I'm a B positive. One of my kids is B positive. One of them is B negative. Now, I need to kind of refigure that out, because I didn't think my husband was a negative. And then who the hell is this kid's father? But I'm sure my husband must be a negative. I got to get everybody's blood type check, because I'm really sick of guessing. But you could already start by, you know, blood type. Okay, I mean, if you don't have the blood type of your child, then that is going to make it difficult for you to be a donor. But you could at least start there. All right. And then if you have a next door neighbor and they keep throwing trash, right, in your front lawn, you know, maybe just, you know, I don't know, invite them over for some beer, you know. Well, not beer, because if you need their liver, you don't want them to have beer. But I don't know, just start finding an organ buddy. Okay, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Zelling.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.